Welcome back, craftlings, to the Minecraft Short Stories podcast. This is episode 60 of this podcast. In this episode today, we have one story by a listener, by Catmaster6. And it's a long story, that's why there's only one. But I hope you guys will enjoy that. And this story was submitted through my website, minecraftshortstories.com. There's a link to that inside the description. While you're down there, there's also a link to the YouTube channel. Once we reach 1,000 subscribers on that, we're about 240 at the time of recording, then I will do a 3 or 4 way collab with some Minecraft players. So if you want to see that happen, consider subscribing. Anyways, I hope you enjoy. And yes, this intro is shorter due to some requests for the intro to just be not too long. So that's what I'm just trying that out. The Curse of the Wither, Part 1. Story by Catmaster6. Steve and Alex looked upon their new house with pride. It was built into the side of a mesa, with a variety of dyed terracotta, mainly red and orange, and had taken hours of hard labor to build. "It's finally done," Steve murmured, a smile on his blocky face. "It is," Alex said excitedly. "Now we just need to decorate the inside." "Okay," Steve said. "I'll make some paintings." After glancing around, he spotted some sheep in the nearby plains by him. "Found some sheep," he said, turning to Alex, but she had already run off. With a sigh, he went to get the sheep's wool, collecting sticks from a dry bush on the way. When Steve returned, he saw that Alex had placed potted cacti in the window. He walked over to the wall of the main room and placed a painting on it. When he saw what was on the painting, he froze. "I've never seen a painting like that," he thought. The painting was of a statue, but it was unlike any statue Steve had ever seen. It seemed to be 4 dark brown blocks in a T-shape, with a black skull on top of the 3 top brown blocks. Steve shivered despite the hot biome he was in. The painting was unbelievably creepy, but at the same time, it called to him. Transfixed, his eyes glued to it, Steve slowly walked up to it, and, as if he couldn't help himself, reached up to touch it. Steve howled in agony as he felt a wave of necrotic energy rush through his arm and into his heart, into his very soul. In an instant, the only thought in his mind was of a statue in the painting, of how he desperately needed to recreate in this very room, and how he needed to go to the forbidden nether. But how was he going to get into the nether? He'd heard stories of the old nether portals, but the ancient builders had destroyed them long ago, and now they were just ruins. "I need to start somewhere," he thought. Then he realized, the library. Maybe I had a book on the forbidden section on the nether. Steve ran for the storage room and took from a chest a stack of steak and a map leading to the village. He left the house and sprinted to the north across the mesa, following the map. Steve arrived at the village just before nightfall, nested in a savanna valley between 2 flat-top mountains. He walked through the bustling streets, past stray cats begging for salmon and villagers closing up their shops for the day. Steve got to the library just as the librarian was locking the door. "Wait," he said, then leaned over with his hands on his knees, gasping for air. Once he looked up, he saw the librarian patiently waiting for him. "I need to see the forbidden books," he pleaded. "It's an emergency." The librarian gazed at him over the top of his square spectacles. "You seem desperate," he said, with sympathy in his voice. "But I'm afraid those books are forbidden for a reason. They contain information on dark magic, evocation, the nether, and spirits. They're not just for anyone." "You don't understand," Steve said with desperation in his voice. "I run here nonstop from the other side of the mesa." "Indeed," said the librarian, surprised, then added after a brief hesitation, "I suppose I can make an exception." He turned, and after unlocking the door, opened it. "Come inside." Steve gratefully crossed the threshold and into a large room filled with floor-to-ceiling bookshelves. The librarian led him past a desk and through a door, then down a hallway to a second door with a sign above it, and it read, "Restricted." The librarian produced an obsidian key from a pocket in his robes. He unlocked the iron door with it, then gestured for Steve to go inside. Steve walked through the doorway and into the small, dimly lit room. All the room contained was a lectern, a stair block used as a chair, and a single bookshelf taking up the entire back wall. "I'll wait outside," the librarian told him. Steve nodded gratefully as the librarian closed the door. He crossed to the bookshelf and quickly found the books about the Nether. Secrets of the Fortresses, Netherian Landscapes, Bestiary of the Underworld, and The Piglin's Reign. Steve pulled out the books one by one, and was surprised to see a scroll hidden behind them. He picked it up and unrolled it. It was a large map of the area surrounding the village, with a few locations marked on it. He was about to put the map back when he saw its title, The Ruined Portals. Steve glanced at the door to see if he was being watched. Seeing that he wasn't, he quickly placed the map in his inventory, Steve quickly found all that he needed to know. Wither skeletons, which are found in the Nether fortresses, Dr. Wither's calls upon death, and Soul Sand, which is located in the Soul Sand Valleys. He bid the librarian farewell, and, after leaving the village, looked at the stolen map. "I stole this map," he realized with horror, but as soon as he thought of returning it, the idea vanished from his mind, replaced with a sudden jolt, the same necrotic agony. Steve gasped and clutched at his throbbing head until the pain cleared. Once it did, he looked back at the map. The nearest portal was just within the edge of a large jungle, in the opposite direction of the mesa. Without hesitation, he started towards it. The journey was surprisingly short, and before long, he was walking through the dense foliage of the jungle. After a few sweaty minutes, he started smelling smoke. After walking up a small hill, he was greeted with a terrible sight. The jungle in front of him was a roaring inferno. After a brief pause, Steve sprinted down the other side of the hill, panic building up inside him. "I need to get to the portal." He ran past burning trees and vines, ducking under smoking logs while floating in the air, and leaping over smoldering bushes. With a yelp of surprise, his foot caught on a loose tendril of vine, and he fell flat on his face. The ancient map flew out of his hands and into the flames. Before he could recover, the squirrel vanished with a sizzle and a pitiful puff of smoke. "No!" Steve yelled in anger and desperation. The squirrel was gone. He had failed. Steve panicked as he felt the dark energy start to build up inside him. "No," he thought, "not again. I need to continue." But the pain was too great. He collapsed back to the ground, clawing at his head as his health slowly went down, either from the flames or the awful withering sensation inside of him. He couldn't tell. With the last of his strength, he forced down some steak and felt his health increase a little, giving him a bit more energy. He stumbled forward through the blinding pain, struggling to not be sick. We saw a blurry black rectangle through his tears of pain. The agony instantly vanished as he beheld the black shape. Steve sat panting on the ground, his racing heartbeat slowing down. Once he was calm, he noticed the pools of lava surrounded by an alien red stone beneath the obsidian frame he first noticed, which was missing a few blocks. It was a portal. Steve leaped to his feet and ran up to it, carefully staying away from the lava. "That's probably what caused this fire," he thought, eyeing the bubbling orange liquid. Noticing a chest next to the broken portal, he threw open its lid to reveal two fire charges, a golden sword enchanted with him breaking through and curse of vanishing, three pieces of obsidian, and a golden apple. Remembering the entering portals in Netherian landscapes, he placed the three obsidian in the empty spots on the portal, then set fire to the inside of the frame with one of the fire charges. With a whoosh, the lit flame turned violet, spreading along the edge of the glistening obsidian, started to elongate and twist towards the middle, becoming a swirling vortex of ghostly flames. Without thinking, Steve leaped straight into the portal and passed through it, landing on a fallen log in the jungle on the other side. Steve smacked himself on the forehead. "Idiot," he muttered to himself. "Stand inside, don't jump through." He got up and brushed himself off, just as the log he was just on caught fire. That was a close one, he thought, stepping into the portal. He stood there for a second, wondering if he had done something wrong, and then started to feel dizzy. He thought he was going to fall over, but an alien force held him in place. He started feeling sick to his stomach, and just as he thought he was going to pass out, he fell through the portal into the Nether. The end, for now. Part 2, Catmaster says, coming soon. Hope you guys are hyped. This was a great story. I really liked it. I also really liked your description of the Nether portal, how it was being lit. I thought that was really great. Thanks again for submitting this, Catmaster 6. And thank you, the listener, for listening to this episode. And if you have made it to the end, thank you even more. I guess you wouldn't be hearing this if you didn't make it to the end. But I'm recording this on Wednesday, so I really hope I get it out on Wednesday, because last episode I promised I would. And it would be sad if I disappointed you guys. So, but anyways, see you guys next week.